I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now. Chico Now.
Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325. Hello, hello. Thank you for tuning in to our Monday episode. Every Monday, our show Chico Now has a subtitle, and that subtitle is called Helping People. We do that because I am a psychotherapist. I'm a marriage and family therapist registered intern. My name is Jessica Wilkerson. My number with the Board of Behavioral Sciences is IMF 69783. I work under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist, over at Chico Creek Counseling. If you want to learn more about me and who this lady is talking to you on the radio, please feel free to go listen to, read my bio over at the Chico Creek Counseling website, which is www.chicocreekcounseling.com. It's pretty easy. And my host, my co-host today is none other than my supervisor and amazing licensed marriage and family therapist, Joe Taylor.
Woohoo, I'm back.
He's with us all summer, all through August. And all summer we've been talking about communication, and it kind of has been getting a little bit like, do people really want to still listen to communication stuff? So we've been switching it up. We are talking also about expectations, which actually do go hand in hand with communication. So you will find that we're still on that topic anyways.
It's kind of hard to avoid the topic of communication when we're talking about couples.
Oh, totally.
Or marriage.
Yeah. So we're talking about expectations. And in a previous episode, we talked about how we have expectations for ourselves that sometimes we fail to live up to, which influences the way that we behave. Because when we're feeling bad about ourselves, because we didn't live up to our own expectations, then we end up taking it out on other people and taking it out on ourselves. But today, we're going to talk about the expectations we have on our significant other. Because while we have certain expectations for ourselves, for sure, we also have expectations over how our children should behave, how our spouse should behave, how they should treat us, how they should be their role within the household, their role within socializing, who initiates romantic time, who initiates activities, etc. Everything in our lives we have certain expectations for.
Who initiates play, mm-hmm. How supportive they are of us, emotionally supportive.
Or financially,
right, there's that expectation.
Sure. So we wanted to talk to you guys about, I want you to take a moment, listeners, and think about what are the expectations that you have for the person that you love in your life right now. What are some of the things that they're doing well? And what are some of the, that they really stepped up to the plate? You had this expectation of who they would be, and they really were that. And then some of the things that you expected from them that they really struggle with, and they fall short of, or they rebel, and they're like, I'm not doing that, lady, or dude. And you're feeling really distraught and disturbed and upset or disappointed about. What are some of those things? And while you're thinking about that, we'll talk to you a little bit.
Okay, so one of the things I was thinking about, I chimed in on emotional expectations, or or just being there. So when one of us is having a hard time, being able to come over and sit down to, well, maybe even first to observe, oh, hey, something's going on with you, and to have enough awareness within ourselves to notice that the other person needs us. So I think probably for us dudes, a lot of our wives or girlfriends have that expectation that, hey, you should be there. You should notice my emotional changes or my moods, or you should be thoughtful enough to notice that. So, and I agree. You know, I don't think us guys are necessarily all that great about it, but I think a lot of expectations women have for us dudes is that we should be aware or attentive, I guess would maybe be another way to say that. So, so meeting that, being there, of having a conversation, again, there's that communication thing again, like, well, hey, honey, what's going on? You know, tell me about it, you know, and then also listen when they do tell and not blow her off and not tell her, well, you shouldn't be feeling this way, but to be empathetic and supportive. And that would be probably another huge expectation that I hear from many, many women, that I don't want my husband or my boyfriend to fix this. I just want him to be empathetic and tell me that he cares or he's heard or he's listening or he feels a little bit of what I'm feeling.
They want to feel like they have a partner. They want to feel like they're known and they're heard.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. We want to feel known and heard. And like, we're not in this alone, but we don't need you to fix it.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now. Chico Now.
Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325. Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson and Joe Taylor, licensed Marriott Jim Hamley therapist from Chico Creek Counseling. And we are here today on this beautiful Monday to talk to you about expectations in relationships. And we were talking a little bit about the expectations that women have on husbands to be able to be empathetic and supportive when they need to talk about things, when we went to our break.
Yeah, to notice and be thoughtful.
Uh-huh.
And sit down and have a conversation with them.
Right, and that we don't always need you to fix it, which sometimes we can say, what do you think I should do? And when someone says, what do you think I should do? That's an invitation to give them your opinion.
Oh, that's it.
Okay. That's in general.
You mean we have to be asked?
First? If you're talking to your friends or your colleagues at work or even your children, you could say something like, oh, would you like to hear my thoughts on that? Or you just listen and you wait until they say, what do you think I should do?
Of course, but, you know, if we're the resident expert on all things, then we, of course, know that people want to hear our opinion, right?
Of course.
Yeah. Especially wives want to hear the guy's opinion, like what you should do different. Well, or maybe not.
No, not so much. And even as therapists, that's something that we really have to be aware of, too, because people around us are living their lives, and we could say things like, oh, you know, I have an idea on that. But we have to say, I have an idea on that. Would you like to hear it? Rather than just go around and providing therapy to everybody.
That's probably a good idea.
We won't have very many friends after
that. That's
a
good way to say it with our spouse. Uh-huh. You know, I have an idea on that. I like that. Yeah. I'll have to try that.
Oh, I'm sure that Cheryl probably has let you in on some
of those. Oh, we've been around many times on that one. So she's got me well trained on how to say it now, actually.
His wife is the most lovely woman, you guys. If you could meet her, she is just phenomenal.
But she doesn't bake pies anymore.
No.
Remember the pie story?
Yeah, the pie story.
No more pies.
She was trying, they were brand new, newly married, and she was trying to make a pie crust by scratch, and she didn't have enough flour, so it was sticking everywhere. And she was 20, and she cried.
20, just brand new, married. Yeah.
Yeah.
So expectations. So what
so
are the
Joe
things?
No longer has expectations for freshly homemade pies.
That'd be nice. Or, you know, even Costco homemade pies would be fine anymore. At the break or at the beginning, we were talking about expectations for newlyweds or couples who just got together. Well, probably newlyweds. So you've had Facebook is kind of the big thing. Mm. Well, maybe not so much for 20-somethings, but for, you know, 30, 40-year-olds, it seems to be more prevalent.
Culturally. The younger generation doesn't want to be on the same social media that their moms are on.
That's right. But
but so, we've been on it since our 20s.
Yeah, well, maybe you have. We didn't even have computers when I was 20. but I'm dating myself. What was I going to say? Oh, the conversations I hear over and over again from couples in their late 20s or in 30s, maybe even 40s, is when maybe they've been married a year or two or three, and they're still exes that are on Facebook friends, that are Facebook friends, and that maybe check in every once in a while, hey, how's it going? What's happening in your life? And then the spouse, it could be the man or the woman, is objecting to maintaining that relationship. Mm-hmm. So that creates a great deal of discomfort. So there's this expectation of, well, maybe it's a vague expectation that you should cut off, maybe an unspoken expectation that you should cut off all your communication with persons of the opposite sex as soon as you get together or you're in a relationship or as soon as you get married.
Right. And I think that there's definitely, when we talk about social media and Facebook, et cetera, a high value for communication with that. Because some people have different levels of experiences, negative and positive experiences. And so when they come into a relationship and they've maybe been cheated on by somebody else because they had a plethora of opposite gendered friends on their social media, that person's going to have a little bit more insecurity. And so as someone who engages in that relationship with that person, sitting down and having a conversation with them about what
there's that word
going
again.
On.
Conversation.
I know, all these conversations and communications, we have to do it. We can't just bury our heads in the sand. I wish it was that easy. We have to just put our big girl and big boy boots on and start those conversations.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325.
Said all I want from you is to see you tomorrow.
tomorrow. Maybe you let me borrow your heart. Is it too much to ask for every Sunday? While we're at it, throwing every other day to start. I know people make promises all the time, then they turn right around and break them. And someone cuts your heart open with a knife, now you'll be dead. But I could be that guy.
All right, we are back, and I am Jessica Wilkerson, marriage and family therapist, registered intern number IMF 68783, under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist over at Chico Creek Counseling. And even though we're talking about psychotherapy related topics, this is not a substitute for going to actual therapy. If anything that we're talking about triggers you, it makes you feel like you need to explore it deeper within yourself or in your relationship, please feel free to contact a local therapist in your neighborhood. We are accepting new clients over at Chico Creek Counseling, so you can find us on our website, chicocreekcounseling.com. And then you can see Joe, myself, and the other folks. But, you know, we have a lot of really good therapists in this area. So this is not just a pitch for our business. We do this because we love it. We do the radio show because we love it. And we do therapy because we love it. All right. So,
and we love talking about issues related to couples getting along.
We do. And I'm practicing the Hot Wheels. Do you remember? Okay, so I was a little girl in the 80s, and Hot Wheels had a commercial, and the guy spoke really, really, really fast. That's what I feel like when I'm having to do all of my whole disclaimers and disclosures.
Yeah, you said that really fast this time. I was impressed. You didn't have to think about it.
Thanks. I was really impressed with myself, to be honest. Anyways, okay, so when we left, we were talking about social media and relationships and how sometimes people come into a relationship with pain because they had maybe been stepped out on by a significant other based on social media. Now they have a really negative viewpoint of it. And then you're choosing to become into a relationship with this person, and they have expectations that you're going to behave differently, either the same as their significant other in the past. So they expect that if you maintain whatever is going on your media, that you're going to end up cheating on them. Or they have an expectation that now that you're in a relationship with them, you will purge all people of this opposite gender from your social media. And both of those things are expectations that perhaps are not on your same list of values. And so there becomes this decision of like, well, what am I going to do? I really like this person. How do I handle myself in this situation? And well, you have a couple of options, but one of the main options is to have a conversation with them.
Wow, what a great idea.
I know. Well, and a lot of people avoid that because they don't want to fight. I don't want to cause a fight. I don't want there to be one more thing. This is a new relationship, or we've had enough fights in this relationship. I don't want this to be one more thing.
Or maybe we're not willing to give in that area. Like you were saying, maybe there's some Facebook friends we don't want to let go of,
right.
You know, for whatever reason. Maybe it's not a romantic thing. Maybe that's not really it. Maybe they've been friends since, you know, you're 5 years old and you were romantic for a while and you're not, and now you're married to somebody else. You know, so there's a plethora of reasons that you mm-hmm. may want to keep that person as a Facebook friend, but your spouse says, no, I feel like you're cheating on me when you're communicating with that person.
Right.
So there's an expectation. So what do you do? How do you respond to that? How do you make that better?
Well, I think one of the things to respond to that is, one, to hear them. And so reflecting back, oh, wow. So this makes you feel really uneasy. This is something that really bothers you and makes you feel worried. And then I think another thing to do is create a relationship between those two people, if that's possible.
Oh, that might
so
be interesting.
If it was someone who was a family friend, like you said, since you're 5 years old, maybe you went on a couple dates when you were teenagers to try it out, and now you're...
Hopefully it would be that simple.
Yeah, hopefully.
Or maybe not.
Yeah. So that would be something that you could, you know, have a barbecue and invite all the kids to or whatever. But above and beyond that, it's how important is this relationship to you? Because this is something that's genuinely hurting the other person. They're genuinely worried. How big of a deal is it? And then
having a conversation with that other with your spouse about what is it that makes you feel uncomfortable? What's the emotion behind the thing that he or she is talking about?
You know, this just reminded me of, because, you know, I was a single mom for 12 years before I married my husband, and we dated for 2 years before that, so there was 10 years of
singleness,
not having my husband. And I was glad I waited 10 years because he's wonderful. But there was a gentleman who I was dating for a while there, and he was still in contact with his ex-girlfriend. And that didn't bother me because I knew he was faithful, but it bothered her husband. She was evaluating that, and that bothered me. It bothered me that my boyfriend was not honoring her marriage, and that was one of the reasons I stopped dating him. Because if he doesn't have respect for her marriage, then how is he going to respect
pretty
mine?
Pretty healthy boundaries there, yeah. Jessica. Good
Thanks.
Job.
Thank you very much.
High five.
Air high five. All right, guys, we'll be back next week. Please stay tuned.